and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Goff, and today I am joined by a very special guest. This lady is an actress and a model and just a dead set superstar. It's Paris Gillis. How are you doing today, Paris?
I'm doing so good. How are you?
Very well indeed. Very well indeed.
Nice.
Now, my first question to you is, why choose acting and modelling? What's the motivation for your career choice?
Well, when I was 12, I was scouted off the street to be a model. And ever since then, I was doing work in front of the camera all the time. And I just got used to being in front of the camera, I guess. And when I was 14, I got a contract in Japan. And I actually went to a casting. And it was the first ever acting thing I did. And it was for a Japanese soda commercial. I definitely didn't book it, but I just fell in love with, like, presenting and acting in front of the camera instead of just modeling. So that's what kind of led me into that.
Well, let's just go back one step. You got discovered on the street at 12. Were you homeless or what's going on?
I was in Sydney. It was my first ever trip, like my first ever big trip away because I'm from Townsville. And this lady just came up to me and was like, you know, I see potential in you to be a model. And I was so young and I was looking at my mom like, I don't know what's going on. But that's what happened. Yeah.
Yes, because it sounded a bit creepy, so I just wanted some clarification.
Yeah.
Like some dirty old man came and said,
yeah,
oh, I think
true.
You should
no,
do
no,
this.
No, it was two ladies.
and you enjoyed it as a kid? Like, did you do any training?
It's more experience on the job. Obviously, my first job, I was very timid, I was very shy, I was very stiff, but you just grow into it. I've only ever had good experiences modelling and acting, which I'm really grateful for, and it's opened so many doors for me.
And what about the acting side of things? Has there been any training or any classes or anything that you've done?
Acting, definitely. I feel like as an actor, you need to be training and acting all the time. Like it's an everyday thing. It's a craft that you need to master.
So why go into modelling? Because you've done some modelling competitions.
Yes.
What's the motivation to go into a modelling competition?
I actually got asked to do it. I didn't even really know it was a thing. I knew that Australia's Next Top Model was a thing, which was a TV show. However, what I did was Top Model, and it was a competition. And it was because I was going to go into Miss World Australia. Mm-hmm. And I just couldn't dedicate the hours. So I got asked if I wanted to do Top Model. I didn't really know what it was. I knew there were going to be like two runways. And I am also quite competitive. So I was happy to hear that there was that side to it as well. And yeah, I came second runner up. So that means third.
Yes.
Out of all the 50 people there.
So just backtracking a bit, what's the one thing I'm genuinely interested about is because, I mean, the confidence level, because you're not telling a joke, you're not singing a song, you're just sort of standing there and it's like, look at me. And I mean, that sounds really horrible, but that's not what I mean. But you get what I'm, you must have a lot of confidence and self-belief to be able to just stand there and say, here I am.
Fake it till you make it, baby. Fake it till you make it.
But is that, do you possess lots of confidence or is that something you think you've got?
I think I've always been quite a shy, timid person, but you like, because I used to be a ballerina and I have to present on stage and pretend that I'm confident and I know what I'm doing. And that also translated into modeling and acting. And I guess I just have that persona, like a confident persona, but I'm actually quite a shy person.
Well, how about that then?
Yeah.
Now, well, I see. I didn't realize about the ballerina sort of. So were you doing dance as a little kid?
Yeah, I did ballet for 8 years. I stopped when I was around 16, 17.
So you started quite young, like about seven or eight?
Yeah, quite young, yeah.
And did you enjoy it?
I loved it. There were parts that I didn't like about it, but I really want to go back.
Well, let's go to the parts you didn't like. What were they?
At the time, I hated waking up really early. And I don't mind it now, actually. I've changed a lot. But I hated waking up early to go to class. I dreaded it.
But the actual ballerina training and the dance, I shouldn't say ballerina, the dance training you did, that's the part you really dug it?
I really loved it. Sometimes dance teachers can be quite a lot, and dance can be quite competitive, and I was never the best dancer or the most flexible, so I did struggle a little bit trying to fit in, I guess.
By a lot, you mean they can be intense?
Yeah, definitely.
As in aggressive intense or just like, you need to do this?
A happy medium.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you say it's something that you'd like to sort of get back into, what, just recreationally, just for fun, or just dance, or
just
something
for fun.
You not you don't suddenly want to start doing Swan Lake down the road or anything like that?
I do occasionally, yeah. When I've got my AirPods in.
Okay.
Yeah, just dance down the street. Why not?
Hey, why not indeed? Exactly. Why not indeed? It creates a happy atmosphere for exactly. all concerned.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the modelling competition side of things. Now, take us through the top model. Take us through the audition process. What was that like?
There are a couple rounds for top model. I think there's one or two rounds before you go to the finals. For me, I pretty much just went straight to the finals because Deborah, the lady that hosts, like runs top model, she had met me for the Miss World meeting. So she already knew what I looked like. She had seen me walk and she really wanted me to come to the finals. But for people wanting to apply, you will need to go through one or two rounds of walking.
So you got a little bit on the lucky side.
I did, yeah. She called me up because I emailed her saying I couldn't do Miss World. I just couldn't dedicate the hours at the time. And she was like, well, I'd love you to just come to top model in a month or two, whenever it was. And you know, walk for us and compete.
And did you enjoy the experience?
I absolutely loved it.
Because the final was in Sydney, is that correct?
Melbourne.
Melbourne, was it?
Melbourne, yes.
And you enjoyed heading down there and the meeting all the other contestants? And
yeah, it was such a good vibe. It was such a good community. My whole family came. My nan got a little drunk and she was in the front row, so I could hear her when she said something to me. She kind of whispered, she was like, "Pat, smile," because I just got awarded for third. And she was like, "Pat, smile," because I was being quite serious. And yeah, it was a really cool moment.
Now, because of course the stereotype is that there's bitchiness and hair pulling and whatnot, and
yes.
people sabotaging your outfits and whatnot.
Yes.
Did you experience any of that sort of carry on?
I wish I could say yes, but I never have. Every model that I've met, male and female, it's been amazing.
And what about the general public, generally speaking? Like, have you ever felt judged in a negative way for what you do?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people think that I may have strict, strict dietary requirements or anything like that. I don't do any of that. I know that some models do, but a lot of people will assume that I may not eat as much as them. Or, for example, I went out to dinner one night and I just couldn't finish my nachos. Or I did finish them and this girl wanted to get ice cream, but I couldn't fit it in. And I was like, no, 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 like I'm really full. And she's like, it's okay, I won't tell anyone that you're eating ice cream. And I was like, bitch, please, like, can you not? That is not the case.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And what about any negative sort of comments directed at you from people, you know, because I mean, I would assume there'd be a lot of jealousy. Well, not a lot, but there would be some people who wouldn't be overly nice to you because, you know, you're obviously a very attractive young lady and they might feel threatened or whatnot. And so they act in a negative way towards you. Is that something you've experienced?
Kind of. I've never had it directly, like, said to my face that someone is just being mean to me or rude to me. Sometimes I do feel a little disassociated from groups, I guess. I don't know if it is because of my looks or because I'm shy. I'm honestly not sure, but I don't really feel that all the time.
What about body image? Let's chat a little bit about body image, because that's obviously very important for young women and whatnot.
Definitely.
Is that something that you're a big advocate on, as in like positive body image and all that sort of stuff? Like, can you chat to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. I know a lot of girls in modelling and dancing and girls who aren't in that, just friends that I know, and they do struggle with this. I think it's not talked about nearly enough.
And what would be your advice to them?
It really is, you have to believe it yourself situation. If you're saying it and you're not believing it, it's never going to happen. You have to make, I don't even know how to make yourself believe that you are beautiful as you are. If you want to be better, if you want to lose weight, if you want to put on weight, then you need to actively do that in a healthy way. But it's a battle with yourself, and I'm not sure how to overcome it because I have never experienced it. And I'm really grateful for that because I know a lot of people, even some of my family members, struggle with that.
Now, on a positive note, Paris.
Yes.
You've recently been to Europe.
Yes.
Both holiday, but I believe you also did some shoots and stuff as well.
I
gather. Can you take us through that? Because it looked like we know each other and I follow you on Instagram. Mm. It looked like an amazing experience. Tell us all about it.
Yeah. So I went on strike. The film industry went on strike. So I spontaneously flew to Europe with the money I saved from working. And I was just backpacking. I didn't really bring any clothes. And it came to Paris Fashion Week and I was about to head home, but my agent was like, hey, did you want to see this agency in Paris? And I was like, yeah, I'd love to. So I left Greece to head to Paris. By the way, I had no itinerary. Like, I was just winging it. So I dropped everything. I went to Paris and I saw that agent. And then I was going to fly to London to fly home. But I got asked a week later if I wanted to do a shoot, a part of Paris Fashion Week. And I was like, hell yeah. And then from that led into another shoot for like a silk dress brand in LA. And we shot that on a rooftop in Paris right near the Eiffel Tower. It was insane. So spontaneous. And I didn't expect to be doing any modeling over there. Like, I was backpacking. And yeah, I'm so grateful.
And you had the best time? Because it looked like you had...
I had the absolute best time. I was a little bit worried because my skin just wasn't good. I was just staying at hostels. I didn't really have any clothes to wear, but no, it was really cool.
And do you have a favorite destination? Because you did go all over the place.
What stood out to me was Greece. I really wanted to stay in Greece longer, but I did go to Paris and no regrets. And Czech. Czech was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely had a good time in Holland with my friend Michael. We went to Amsterdam and Rotterdam. And yeah, it was really cool.
Is traveling something you want to do a bit more of?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
just make it a full-time job.
Traveling is fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's the good thing about being a model, well, and an actor for that matter as well, is obviously traveling can be part of the gig.
Oh, 100%.
So it's another selling point.
Exactly.
Now, you've also done some work for Beer Nuts Productions.
Oh, I sure have.
Over the stretch. Do you have a favourite thing I've made you do or a funny Beer Nuts experience you'd like to share? Something Beer Nuts related, being as we are on the Beer Nuts Productions podcast?
I really like the last shoot that I did with you. I love the scene that we had together where we were hugging and I was looking at everyone. Just looked like darts in my eyes. There was something about it. I felt that, you know, I embodied that.
No, it's so Mr. Eligible was that particular film project, and it did turn out really, really well.
Yes, I loved it. It was amazing.
And your performance was very humorous.
I love doing it.
It was really cool, actually. So people should get on there and download Mr. Eligible, and they can see Paris's awesome performance.
100%. Do it.
And so what about goals for the future, Paris? What are you hoping to achieve over the next year or two?
Ooh, I really want to keep making connections in film, especially connections in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to work in the film industry in Canada, do a two-year visa over there. Model-wise, I would really love to get a contract in New York and try the New York market.
Have you been fishing for agents or...?
No, but I might be seeing an agency, an agent owner from New York in Sydney in a couple weeks, maybe. Well, I'm not sure.
Keep your eyes peeled, everybody.
Yes.
This lady might be coming on the front cover of a magazine near you.
Yes.
And so what other interests and stuff do you enjoy doing in your off time? Like, you know, you get a day off, what's Paris going to do?
I actually love skating on my longboard.
Okay.
I used to live in Miami and there's a really good skating path, I guess, that I used to go to on the weekends. Otherwise, I like to paint when it's raining and I'm trying to learn French.
So you're a bit of an all-round creative kind of lady.
Yeah. You got to express yourself in different ways.
And what is it about the creative arts then that excites you?
I love meeting creative people because hearing their ideas and seeing their work really inspires me and feeds into my creativity. And I just love working with other people.
Cool.
I do, yeah.
No, well, it's always been a pleasure having you on a Beer Nuts set, and hopefully we'll get you to do something again very shortly.
For sure, I'm keen.
It's always fun to have you around. And if people want to learn more about Paris Gillis, where can they go? What can they do?
Go to my Instagram. I do have like a link there that has a link to all my links, like my IMDb and my model portfolio and my model agency. So at Paris Gillis.
That's it. We'll make sure you give her a like and a follow and all that sort of good stuff.
Thank you.
Because that's important.
Yes.
And thank you so much for coming in tonight, Paris.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode of the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast, rate and review, leave a friendly comment. 5 stars is always it. You'd give this chat 5 stars, wouldn't you, Paris?
10 stars.
10 stars. Well, you can't get better than that, can you? So make sure you do what Paris said and give us a big fat like and a share and a follow. And also, of course, beernutsproductions.com is your one-stop shop for all your entertainment needs. So until then, well, until next time, we will talk to you then.